turn to Joshua 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 9, if you want to follow along. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, wonderful and merciful God, we have heard your word this morning of your servant Joshua. Lord, we just pray that you send your Holy Spirit to work in us and walk with us as we talk about Joshua's life today. Lord, help us to apply it to our lives. Lord, I pray that you be with me as I give this message, and let your words flow out of my mouth, Lord. Let these be your words and not my own. In thy name we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. So here we see, three times in a row, God gives the command to be strong and courageous, followed by the promise that God will be with his people wherever they go. Now, whenever we see something repeated in Scripture, we need to take special note of it. I also want to point out that this is not just a command. It is the encouragement that the Israelites needed to hear so that they would keep going forward. It is the encouragement that Joshua needed to hear so he could produce the courage to be the new leader for all these people. As you can imagine, the people of Israel are very worried and uncertain of the future now that Moses had passed away. And just think of how Joshua must have been feeling. Moses' death meant Joshua had some big shoes to fill. If you think about it, Moses was the man. He had faith to receive power, the power of God, in a way that he was able to part waters of the Red Sea and to make water flow out of dry rocks in the desert. But what we need to remember, before we go too far with praising Moses, we need to remember that 50-some years prior to Moses' death, Moses was a murderer. And he even says in Exodus 2:22, I have become a foreigner in a foreign land. In other words, he felt as though he was alone in the world, that he didn't belong anywhere. He was losing hope, and he felt trapped. This was Moses. who we know as the great leader of the Israelites. And we see how God chose Moses to be his servant. He takes Moses from a place of hopelessness and makes him the new leader of an entire nation. So we see how God reminds Joshua here that God alone is the giver of strength and courage, and that God will give to everyone who believes in him the strength that they need to do his work. God gives his word of encouragement to Joshua and to all his people, including you and I today. Because he says, I am the Lord, I change not. His promises still hold true today for all of us. The point that I'm trying to make is that we cannot walk this life alone. And we're not intended to. God is always within earshot of our troubles. This is the key that Moses understood. And after Moses' death, God gives his people the same key to understanding life on earth. Just think about how much strength and courage it takes to hold a walking stick out over a sea in front of millions of people and have the faith to believe with all your heart that God is going to do something so amazing with that simple gesture. So amazing that no human could ever think it possible for the seas to part. That defies all human logic. I believe that God wants us to see this, to understand how important it is to stand up and be courageous in our everyday lives. Because the God who can part the sea and make it dry ground, he is our God who we serve today. He's the same God. Think about that. That power. And you and I can receive that faith that Moses had if we will fully believe in the encouragement that God gives. I also want to kind of point out a pattern that I see here when we look at the context of how God speaks these words to Joshua. These words, be strong and courageous, that appear three different times in these nine verses. So as we go through this chapter together, I hope you can begin to see how this applies to the past, the present, and the future of not only Joshua's lives and the Israelites' lives, but also the lives of God's people yesterday, today, and forever. So let's start with the past. God promises the Israelites that he will be with them just as he was with Moses. So God is telling them to look in the past and remember the wonderful ways that he worked in Moses' life. So I want everyone to think back to a time in your life when something happened and you were stunned. This happens far too often. As we've just seen yesterday. And we are caused to sit back and look at our lives. But yet, we can look back and see how God has been there for us in the past. And take encouragement and courage in knowing that the ways that God has looked back to us, has worked in us in the past, He will help us now. You know, life gets messy and tough. It always has, and it always will. It's one of the downfalls of a broken world that we live in. God wants us to remember the good things that He has done for us. When life gets tough and it's hard to understand why God would allow something like this to happen to you, the one major weapon that the devil uses to make you forget about God is the feeling of being alone. It's how the devil works. When you start to feel alone, reach back into your memories. Remember the good things that God has done for you. That's where you'll find the strength and the courage to keep pushing forward. Even when you don't feel like praying, draw strength from God's promises and all that He has done. And tell God how you honestly feel. God knows how you feel. It's okay to tell Him you're frustrated. Just know that He's there listening every time. I'm sure that the Israelites felt alone when, after years of wandering in the desert, their leader is suddenly taken. God reminds them not to dwell on those feelings of aloneness, to dwell on Him. That brings us to how this passage speaks to us in our present days. We see in verse 7, once again, it says to be strong and courageous. But it adds the word very. Be strong and very courageous. I find this interesting. God knows our lives. He knows our hearts. Have you ever heard someone say, "This is the worst day of my life"? Or perhaps you've said it yourself. Some of us maybe said it multiple times. You know, when we're going through a rough time, we often cannot think about much else. We dwell on the pain and frustration that we feel. It consumes us to the point that we think this is the worst we have ever had it. The closest feeling that I can compare this to is about after 5 minutes of treading water in the deep end of the pool. Your arms are weak. You're out of breath. All you can think about is getting to the side before you drown. It consumes your thoughts. It's much easier to look back at past troubles and say, "Wow, I'm glad I made it through that," than it is to live in the current times, struggles that you're going through. It's hard to find hope when you're treading water. Here's the key. God knows you and I personally and intimately. He knows that the present is always the most difficult place to live. That is why he tells the Israelites and tells us that we need to be strong and very courageous. Very courageous in order to make it through the tough times without turning away from him. It is important to remember that God is ready to help no matter how bad it seems. God is like that lifeguard standing on the side of the pool while you're treading water. He's got the stopwatch helping you grow, stretching your limits for your own good, but yet ready to dive in and save you at any moment. He is there. So we see in verse 8, it says, "Keep this book of the law on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful." This text is important to understand the context that God was speaking to his people here. These laws are not intended as a list of rules that say do this and don't do that. We read the Ten Commandments this morning. Instead, this is a loving warning from God that following these laws are what is best for everyone. These are meant to help us in times when life is hard and we're tempted to give up and just follow the ways of the world. If we meditate on God and his laws day and night, we can remember how to follow them when life gets tough. This is training for living in the present day. Everyone here is and always will be a Christian in training until the day we leave this earth. So when life is going good, maybe life is going pretty good today. Maybe it's not. But when life is going good, read your Bible and pray for wisdom. Think about God's guidelines for life. So when the rough times come, you'll be prepared to be very courageous. This brings us to our third point of how to be strong and courageous for the future. In verse 9, God lays it out there so plainly. In a sense, he goes back through and reminds us of everything that he just said, which is also a way of showing just how important it is to repeatedly go through his word and hide it in our hearts. God promises to be with us wherever we go. In case you haven't noticed, God always keeps his promises. Always. So, soon we'll be starting a new year. So as you look forward to the new year, the unsure future, God is encouraging us to be strong and courageous. Find courage in knowing that if we humbly search for him, he will be there. No matter how life turns on us, how tough it gets, how hard it is, he is there. Jesus lives. He lives in all of us. He wants to be the center of our lives. Choose to follow God today. Not just a little bit. Not just once a week. But every day, hear his encouragement and open your heart. Because he is there, waiting, searching for all of us. Be strong and courageous as you go forward this week. Amen.